This is the beginning of an interview with Henry Hopkins on October 24th, 1980, at Henry Hopkins' office at the San Francisco Museum of Modern Art. The interviewer is Wesley Chamberlain. Henry, one of the things I wanted to ask is, and this is always a basic question, is there anything in the background in your family or in Idaho Falls or the beginnings that would lead you to believe we'd be sitting in the office of the Museum of Modern Art in San Francisco?
Well, probably not anything that specific, but I would say in fairness that from the time that I started doing, as many young children will, drawing and fooling around with paints and fooling around with clay and so forth and so on, I had reasonable support in that. My father, who was an agronomist, a seedsman, had in his college days, late high school and college days, enjoyed drawing. He'd never had any real training or anything else, but he did some cartooning for the yearbook at his college. And he had a great friend who was a mushroom fancier, and they would go out and draw various kinds of mushrooms in the forest and then tip them in with watercolor. So he was not uninterested in the fact that I was interested in drawing, though I admit I wasn't very good at that moment, but I was never discouraged in that interest. So, and that's, of course, you know, very early on. Like, again, other boys of that age and time, when I got to junior high school, when we had the opportunity for an elective subject, I wanted to take drama. And for some reason, my parents didn't like the idea of my taking drama, so I took an art class instead.
Now we're talking about the early 40s.
That'd be in the seventh grade. Well, maybe even earlier than the 40s.
Yeah.
I'll have to figure out when that is.
Yeah.
We have about 40, as a matter of fact, 1940. But the instruction was really abysmal. My hometown was a city of about 15,000 people, and the woman teaching art was a woman who knows where her training came from, but we spent a lot of time copying things out of catalogs and out of books. There was nothing to do with art history or training. And most of the time we spent making posters for school activities. But I nonetheless enjoyed that, though I wasn't benefiting from it. I'd say that probably the two experiences that had the most bearing early in my life having to do with art that certainly has carried through is that when I was in about the second, third, fourth grade, some company, New York Graphics, I think it was before Harry Abrams, would send around to rural school areas about 100 reproductions, prints of various great works of art, Rembrandt's Man in a Gold Helmet, Avenue at Middle Harness, Boy with a Rabbit, you know, Pinky, so forth and so on. And they would put them up in the auditorium of the junior high school in town. And it was an art event. They had an opening. People would come out in the evening and walk around like they were going to an art gallery, an art museum, though I had no idea what that meant at that time. And my mother would take me. She would take me two or three times. She enjoyed looking at them, and I enjoyed one. And so we would talk about things a bit, and then our teachers the next day or next two or three days would bring them to the classroom and read the descriptions that went with them. And then at the end of that exercise, after about a week, there would be a little fundraising activity, which would raise usually about $20 or $30, for which the school would buy the favorite print, the one that the kids voted for. And so each year we would add a new print, a new print, a new print to our school collection. So there was an attachment to art history through reproductions for a long period of time. I imagine it begins that way for a lot of people.
Well, all art historians, that's how they see art, I think, is through little slides.
That's right, it's true. Yes. But I've often wondered, as you know, as art education has become more complex, and as we get into all kinds of activities to get people involved, both in the production of and appreciation of, I look back to those days still with very fond memories, with the simplest kind of education. And yet, when you didn't know better, when you didn't really know real objects and know surface textures and know techniques and so forth and so on, simply getting acquainted with names in art and personalities in art and approaches to art and the painting could